July 12th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, the greatest grace you can receive in this life is to realize and accept where you stand before me." This conviction of conscience comes to many who visit this prayer site. Often, it is an ongoing process which deepens from day to day. Keep in mind that no one is perfect in this worldly life. However, the more the soul seeks to be perfected in holy love, the more the grace is given to attain this lofty goal. No one can be holy outside of holy love. Therefore, understand what a grace it is to be convicted of your shortcomings in holy love. Use whatever knowledge I grant in this regard to overcome any imperfection. The soul cannot reach perfection by himself, but only with the help of grace, which I pour through the mother's heart into each soul who seeks it. These days, I am trying to inspire all souls to seek this grace. A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 4, 7 through 8. Have nothing to do with godless and silly myths. Train yourself in godliness. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.